Blog Talk Radio.
She goes on about her sister from her $1,000 heel. Well, bless her heart, I can't imagine how horrible that feels. Moaning about her double D's and how they hurt her back. Well, I wish I had me something to complain about like that. Standing in the checkout line, flipping through some magazine. All these nightmarish divorces from them folks living the dream. How they have to sell their mansion and only get half. Well, I wish I had me something to complain about like that. Yeah, there's things about my life I'd like to change.
Talented singer-songwriter Jeannie Tolman with us. We'll talk with Jeannie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've been a big fan of Jeannie for a long time, and I just cannot wait for this interview. So I've also got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. What do you say we bring on today's guest?
Yes, we can't keep Jeannie waiting.
And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jeannie Tolman to the show. Hey, Jeannie, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, my gosh, of course. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Absolutely. As I said in the intro, I've been a big fan of you for a long time. I've even played some of your stuff on the show, and it's great to finally speak with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, before we get into this, there's a lot I want to talk about, but I just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Nashville, so I kind of got lucky there. My dad was in the music industry, so I grew up around country music and just the whole idea of music being a career path, you know. And so when I was little, I played piano by ear when I was 3, and I always sang, and I wrote stories, too, all throughout, like, middle school and elementary school. I would write stories, and so I had all of these different components that if you put them together, they make one country singer, you know? It's songwriting and singing and the music, and you put everything together because you put my stories into a song, and it's called songwriting, and then I sing that. And so it just kind of hit me one day when I was 16. I got a guitar for my birthday, and that was when, like, the light bulb went off, where it's like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, because it's everything that I do combined into one thing. And so ever since that moment, it's just been full steam ahead, going writing every day, singing and playing out. So it's been a really fun lifestyle and career choice, and there's so many wonderful things about it, and it's what I love to do, and there's nothing else I'd rather do.
How long have you been singer-songwriter for?
How long have I been? You know,
yes.
Probably professionally, if we want to say that, probably about 4 years. Ish.
Wow.
And that I'm working with an amazing producer. He's Grammy nominated, Dave Brainerd. He did Brandi Clark's 12 Stories album that was nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammys. And so I'm very fortunate to be working with him. So we actually have finished my first album ever. So we're just kind of slowly releasing singles off of that record until we build it up to the official record release. Probably later this year sometime.
Oh, is the name of the record Jennyville?
It is. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we have I like to go to this imaginary town in my mind when I write called Jennyville, where it's just full of these, like, crazy, neurotic characters. and by doing that, you have so much more room to say things that, you know, like Jenny Tolman would necessarily say, you know, because you get to step into these character roles and you get to be the narrator. You get to tell different stories that is somebody else's story, but you get to be the one that expresses it and portrays that in the song. And it's a lot of fun. So that's kind of how Jennyville came about. It was just this idea that I wrote in, and my co-writers, we would go to Jennyville whenever we wrote, and so it just organically turned into, well, I guess this album is Jennyville because it's all these characters that we've been making up, and so it's turned into a really fun project.
Oh, that's
cool.
A fabulous idea
that
seems to be blossoming.
Thanks.
So let me ask you this. Being a Nashville native and being around the industry as much as you were growing up and still are, do you think that kind of gives you a leg up as opposed to somebody that's moved into town or no?
You know, I definitely think there's many pros. There's also a couple of cons, but the pros definitely outweigh the cons. I'm very fortunate to have grown up here and to have certain relationships that I do, you know, and just being more aware of how certain things work just from growing up in it. So I'm very lucky about that and to have good people looking out for me, you know, and knowing who the good people are to surround yourself mm-hmm. with. And I'm also lucky because my family's here, and so I know a lot of people have to move away from their families and start a whole nother life, and I can't imagine how difficult that must be. So I'm amazed by all the people that move here every day to pursue this, because not only is it, I personally think it's one of the craziest careers to ever put yourself into, but, you know, like moving all by yourself and starting a new life is just incredibly courageous. I definitely have mad props for them. But you know, there's only a couple. I wouldn't even call them cons because they're so tiny. You know, being from here, you get a little jaded with your hometown. Everybody thinks like, oh, Nashville, and you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's just Nashville.
But yeah, but I love it. It's the most amazing town ever, and I could never picture myself living anywhere else. So I'm very, very lucky and thankful.
And what Jenny is, I don't think you have any plans of moving anytime soon, I'm guessing.
No, definitely
not. I don't think so. you know, I only live about 2.5 hours away from Nashville. My aunt lives about 15 minutes outside of the city. So I tend to go pretty much every opportunity I possibly can.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I go to Nashville three or four times
come
a year.
Show sometime.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you're fine.
And as a matter of fact, I'll be there in about a month, as a matter of fact.
Oh, awesome.
But I wanted to talk about, before we dive into more of your music, I wanted to talk about something I think is really, really cool, and that is a Jenny's Joy Jar.
Mm-hmm.
First off, that is one of the most incredible things I believe that you're doing. That's one of the most incredible things you're doing. And secondly, how did that start?
Well, first, thank you. And I have always been really into positive energy, and just I truly believe that what you put out, you attract into your life. And so about a year before I started Jenny's Joy Jar online, I was doing my own personal gratitude jar where I would write something down that I was grateful for and put it into a mason jar every morning when I woke up and every night before I went to bed. And throughout that year, I saw so many physical changes in my life with just great, like having great people being brought into my world and just great things starting to happen. And I noticed that when you are grateful for all of the things that you have, no matter how small they may seem, when you're grateful for those things, you are attracting even more into your world to be grateful for. And so I sometimes get frustrated with social media because it can seem really fake at times, and that's just not my personality, you know, where like all the selfies and all that, where it's like they're fun, but after a while you want like depth and stuff, you know. And so I was struggling to find a way that I could connect with people on social media and connect with my fans that felt real to me and authentic. And so a light bulb just went off one day where I was like, wait, this is something that I do every day. It's something that I really believe in, and it's very positive, and it's a way that I can engage people in a positive manner and help them realize how wonderful their lives actually are. especially when you're scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or whatever it may be, and you might be getting, like, depressed on what you're seeing or something like that, because social media can do crazy things to us. And so I started Jenny's Joy Jar, and the response the first time I did it was amazing, and it's really cool to be able to see all of the different things that people are grateful for that day. And, you know, to just be going about my day and my phone lights up with, I am grateful for blank, you know, and it's somebody that I've never met in Ohio or California or England. And it's just really cool. And it's just so fun to know that we're creating a better life by doing that, you know, and we're all doing it together. And it's just really fun.
You know, I look forward to that every week. I mean, I've tweeted you several times about that, and I look forward to that every week.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah. Jenny, I have a question.
Because, I mean,
how can one access, for those who doesn't know about the Joy Jar, how can one access it or find it online?
Yeah, so it's
on Twitter.
Every Sunday on all of my socials. So on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I post a picture of something that I'm grateful for, and I encourage everybody to comment on it with something that they're grateful for. And so I write down everybody's comments and put them into a mason jar, and once the jar is all filled up, I do a Facebook Live video drawing one out, and whoever I draw out, they win, and they get to pick a cover song for me to do and post online. So there's constantly new songs being put out, you know, whatever song they're wanting to hear, I'll record. And so, yeah, every Sunday, if you just look on any of my socials, get involved, and yeah.
That is so awesome.
You know,
that really gets you interacting with your fans.
Thank you.
Exactly. It does. And I'm a big a believer in positivity and that stuff as well, because I believe you get out of this world what you put in. So
absolutely.
And this is a prime example of that. I was telling you off air that I've been in radio 6 years. Well, first off, I have no formal radio training whatsoever, so I'm literally doing this by the seat of my pants at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when I started this back in 2012, I gave myself 2 weeks. I said, in 2 weeks, if this is not for me, if something doesn't happen within 2 weeks, I'm done. I'm retiring from radio. And 2 weeks has turned into 6 years. And counting.
That's amazing. That's really cool.
You know, and also, and going back to something you said about having people in your corner that root for you and support you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people. I'm absolutely one of those people.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And Jenny, I just wanted to say too that even though I have only learned about you in a short period of time, you know, from communicating with you on social media and hearing your music, I think that you're just sensational. And I would love to get involved in the tip jar, to Joy Jar. I would love to meet you at CMA Fest at the Antenna Stage, if not, maybe another show. But
yeah.
I definitely look forward to communicating with you more on social media and supporting you.
Thank you very much. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, I'll say this now, and I'll probably say it at the end of the interview in a few minutes, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you.
Yes. I've got a couple of fun kind of to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you end up? What would it be?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I would change anything, honestly, because I feel like I'm like a believer in everything happens for a reason, you know? And if I went back and changed something, then I wouldn't be where I am right now. And where I am right now is pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with that.
As you said, Jenny, you like your song, you have nothing to complain about.
Oh, believe me, I do my fair share.
Okay.
but yes, I should.
I was watching a Dan Rather one time interview a Kid Rock, and he asked him this question. When everything is said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, I mean, CMAs, Grammys, whatever, you name it, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
What do I want to be remembered for? Ooh, that's a big question. You know, my goal with my music is to always heal people in some way and teach love and spread love. And so if I could be remembered for being a light to the world, you know, that's definitely what I'm aiming for, whether that's making people laugh or giving them something to cry to, you know, and whether it's just partying and having fun. I definitely just want to be remembered as a positive light force that helped heal them in some type of way, you know?
You know, and I get that. I mean, just our social media conversations over the years and in the show, I mean, you, my friend, are definitely accomplishing that.
No, well, thank you.
So, I know this is kind of a loaded question because you obviously grew up in Nashville, but if you weren't in the business at all, what would you be doing right now?
I would be in the circus, hands down. I would be one of
That's
those like, aerial silk girls. Oh, my gosh. I just have such a dream about being in, like, Cirque du Soleil or something like that. Because I just love, like, the weirdness of it and the creative art and, you know, just the craziness of it. I just love it. And I've done aerial silks before, and you know, and I do pole dancing as exercise too. And so I'm already into like the weird alternative fitness, but to do it as like a performer with all the sparkles and the glitter and having clowns dance below you. I don't know. I would just.
You're the first person
that.
Ever.
Yeah.
You're the first person ever in the 6-year history of the show. To say a circus performer. You're the first person that's ever said that.
I'm honored.
Does that include going on a trapeze? You said the people underneath you. Does that mean you would be walking
the
tightrope too?
Oh, yeah. All that crazy stuff.
That is awesome.
And the traveling too. Right. It's funny because it seems that like it would actually be very similar to what this lifestyle is, you know, touring and performing every night, just a whole different type of art and performing creativity. But I'm definitely in love with that, like, gypsy lifestyle of just constantly traveling from place to place and performing. And, yeah, so the circus is definitely my thing, what I would be doing.
Wow.
Well, the one thing is you're guaranteed to be on the ground while you perform. In the circus,
yeah.
I can't guarantee that'll happen.
I know.
It's true.
Well, I don't know. Did you saw Pink's performance a few years back when she did those aerial silks and she was not on the ground?
Yes.
That was incredible. That's
Trust me,
say,
if you volunteer for that, I will plug Mario even more, which I don't know if is possible.
Oh, wow. So, I'm getting back on track here for a second. As a creative person, which you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
You know, what inspires me the most is other talent. When I hear somebody like Brandi Clark, when I heard that 12 Stories record for the first time, and you just, like, you sit there and you're like, oh, my gosh, what? And you just feel like you got kicked in the stomach, and you're like, man, I've got a lot of work to do because that's amazing. So definitely when I hear other people's art or see it or watch it, whatever art it may be, and I really connect with it, and I love feeling like I am not as good as that. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, if you don't have anything that challenges you or anything that you feel like you want to work towards to be that good or to be even better, then what's the point of anything, you know? So definitely,
you know,
really, really great other people is what inspires me the most.
You know, I'm glad you said that.
And you've also opened for a lot of artists, too, such as Michael Ray. So you've gotten to see them really up close and impersonal. Has that been a big boost for you to be able to perform on the same stage in the same day with all these artists that have had top 10 hits?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty cool. It's like a pinch yourself moment where you're like, am I really the person that gets to stand on this stage right now? So, and it's a good, like, manifesting time too, where you're like, yeah, I belong here. This is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
You definitely do, and I really believe that in a few years, if not sooner, you will be the opening act for a major headliner, and you'll be at all the music venues across the country, including where I live. So the next level is just right around the corner. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I love it. I love the way you think. So I'm gonna go with.
I'm glad we're. All, I'm glad we think alike.
I'm glad you said that because in the radio industry, there are so many people that inspire me to be better every day, like Ty Kelly and Chuck.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Ty Kelly and Chuck inspire me. Bobby Bones inspires me. Betsy Spina of Radio Disney Country is one of my my biggest inspirations at this point, and I mean, I have no expectations of this show being on that level, but if by some miracle that actually does happen, I honestly have no idea what I'm gonna do because and I'll be honest with you, I struggled for a long time with acceptance. I mean mm-hmm. Would this show be accepted by the listeners, by the radio community, by the talent themselves that we bring on the top with, and I've gotten over that, and it's just recently that I've come to realize, yeah, I actually do belong here, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, you just have to believe it and know that you are here for a reason and you're doing this for a reason, and you know, it's all about empowering yourself and just believing in yourself and having that confidence to go out and do it, which you obviously do because you're here and you've been here for 6 years, which is amazing. So but it's really awesome.
Yeah, and there was only a one goal I set out for myself from the time I started the show. I said, two goals, actually. One, it's never about me. It's always about the guests and the listeners. It's not about me. The second it starts being about me is the second I need to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
The second I just need to quit.
The only thing you're going to be hanging up is your coat when you come in from the cold.
And number two is the people I speak to. If this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview, whatever, I've more than done my job at this point.
Mhm. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. It's amazing that you're doing this.
You know, and I mean, I get it. I understand that there are sharks in the music business. I understand it. I get it. I'm not naive to that. There are a sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you, but everybody I've come in contact with in the music business has been nothing but just a super gracious and a genuinely a good person.
Yeah, which honestly that says a lot about you because that's you attracting those people. You know, your energy obviously does not bring in any shady characters or bad people, so that's awesome on your end.
I appreciate you saying that, and that's probably one of the best compliments I've ever gotten. So, I appreciate you saying that.
Oh well, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And the only thing that's going to be shady is going to be the when you go near a tree in the warm weather.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
I'll try, but we only have a few minutes left.
I've got a really fun question for you, and this will tell me a lot about you. So are you ready for this?
As if the circus didn't.
This is true, but anyway. Okay, so. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, gosh. This is a crazy question. Oh, my gosh, you can learn a lot about me from this. That's kind of scary. I would take my mom.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Can I take my mom as a thing? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
Because who can live without their mom, let's be honest? Especially me.
True.
I would also bring... Oh, my gosh. Do I need to take water, or is there water there? You probably have to take water.
Well, it's an island, so there's water in the sea.
Well, I know, but you can't drink it.
I know. Oh, no.
It's whatever you want.
No, it has too much salt in it. It's not good for you.
Right.
Oh, my God. I would take Dolly and Porter CD to listen to. Because I'm obsessed with their duet.
I like it.
Good choice.
That was interesting. So...
I was going to say, what are they, like something to practice for the tightrope act for the circus?
true.
That's a good point.
You could practice on the trees.
Out of some like palm trees or something.
Yes. Well, they have coconuts because that's the only food you would get to live that's natural.
That's not
right.
Good for you.
So another question I had was professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh man, there's been a ton of amazing things. You know, recently, I'm gonna go with this one because it's the most recent and exciting to me right now. CMT premiered my first ever music video. What is it? 3 weeks ago now. So that's been a huge thing for me to be able to stay and see and go and like nerd out watching myself on the TV. I'm such a nerd. But they named me one of their artist discoveries for this month, and so it's been really exciting, and that's definitely been a highlight so far, is just being recognized by CMT, which is crazy to me. You know, that's what I used to watch when I was little.
It's cool, and I saw that they named you to their artist discovery program, along with a really good friend of mine, my buddy Josh Gallagher.
Yeah.
I've known Josh for years, and to see him get as far as he did on The Voice a couple years ago was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. I haven't met him personally yet, but probably will eventually.
You know, he's a good dude. But a couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up. But obviously being from Nashville, you know all the insider spots to play, like the Writers' Rounds, et cetera. What's your favorite place to play in Nashville?
Right now, I love the Settler. It's actually my favorite place to play. I've been kind of doing like a monthly residency there, doing full band shows there. They have an amazing stage. The sound is great. They've got, have you been there? They have the wall, the back wall.
I have not, actually.
I've been there one time for someone's fan club
that's
party.
Cool.
Yeah, the whole back wall is made out of cowboy boots. It's really cool.
Oh, wow.
And the people that work there are amazing. All of the staff and servers, they're all awesome, and we're friends, and so it's definitely my favorite place to play right now.
Cool. So, Jenny, I saw that your next show there is actually a week from this Friday on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I don't want to emphasize that too much, especially someone who wants to
what?
Be in person.
This is another weird thing about me. 13 is my lucky number. So
it is?
Oh,
wow.
Then I should tell you that I was born on Friday the 13th. I hope
that's awesome.
Yes, I hope that's added to your luck. Or at least
I think that
it does. Yes.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, if you don't make number one, then I'll say, oh, darn it, I knew it was the 13 that heard it. Oh. I wanted to ask Jenny, do you know what your shows in May will be? I know you said
right
you're playing
now,
in the CMA Fest in the antenna stage, but I wanted to find out about any other possible shows.
I don't have any in Nashville as of right now in May, but we're working on building those out. So I'll be posting on my socials, and if you subscribe to my mailing list, I always send out a little newsletter if I'm coming close to your area, a little warning sign.
No, I think I most likely will be coming closer to you, unless you hit New Jersey, New York somewhere, and I can't wait for that to happen.
I'll be there eventually.
I look forward to it.
A couple of my favorite places I have to go pretty much every time I'm in Nashville are the listening room. I haven't been to the new listener room yet. I always went to the old one. This place called The Row.
Yeah, I used to play at The Row all the time.
It's a great little venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real fun. Those were some of my first writer's nights I did ever.
Oh, sweet. A couple more questions for you. This question kind of stems from the fact that pretty much everybody, it seems like, it's on social media these days. Social media is basically taking over our lives at this point. So, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not only the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole, than it was, say, before the invention of social media?
It's a good question. The way that I look at it, it's easier in the way that you can do it yourself. You don't have to rely on only getting a record label and that the end-all, be-all of your career, where you can build it out as much as you want on your own, as much as you can, if you just keep plugging away. There's so many cool independent routes to go these days. But then that also being said, with all of this being available to anybody and everybody, it's so saturated with artists, so it does make it harder in that sense to be noticed, just because there's so many, you know, that are able to do it on their own, which is great. So it kind of depends on the way that you look at it. There's pros and cons to everything, you know, but I think it's great because it's allowed me to grow my fan base organically and naturally and you know, really figure out who I am as an artist and being strong in that and not having to rely on somebody else to tell me what I'm going to do or what I'm going to sing, you know? So it's very empowering. I think it's great.
Probably 70% of the music that's on my phone right now is from independent artists I found on social media.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
I'm a big supporter of independent artists. I mean, this is kind of a little backstory for you. How I mentioned earlier, I've been doing the show since 2012. Well, I've been in the music industry in and of itself the past 4 years, and how that initially happened was actually through. I'd wake up, I woke up one morning and checked my Twitter, and I saw like at least 9 or 10 independent country artists had followed me. So I said, you know what? Of course, music is my passion anyway. I mean, I love music. I play guitar. I'm a drummer too. So I said, you know what? We'll see if we can bring a couple of these artists on the show, just to kind of switch things up a little bit from what I had been doing, which was soap operas. I covered soap operas for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's how that started, and I've been in the country industry ever since.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, so social media totally changed your life then. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and social media is literally where we get probably 90% of our guests. It's through social media. So social media is a huge for us. Last question I've got for you, and this is another big one. Whether in your professional life or your personal life, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh my gosh.
Was it join the circus? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know, I have to go back to gratitude. And that actually, I came about that through, there's a woman, her name was Louise Hay, and she's an amazing spiritual person and just such a light. She does lots of meditations and books. She's written tons of books. She healed herself from cancer just through doing affirmations and doing all of these very like heavy meditations with her body and just like visualizing herself being healthy and being okay. And so I really was researching about her, and I came across this video talking about gratitude. It was an interview with her. And for some reason, that is what stuck with me, the whole thing about just being grateful for everything that you have will bring even more into this world, into your life, to be grateful for. And as soon as I started applying that, it was like instantly I could tell. And it just makes you feel better. It makes you a better person because you're constantly thinking in terms of, I am so thankful for this, and you never feel entitled to anything, you know? You're always very... Yeah, so I definitely think that is a huge piece of advice that I gained from a YouTube video, but I apply it to my life every day, and I truly believe that has led me to where I am today and will continue to lead me to even better things.
Wow. I don't know if you realize this, but we've been talking for nearly an hour here.
Oh my gosh!
Time flies by when you're having a blast.
Nice.
Exactly. You know, and it always happens this way. I mean, I'll be interviewing somebody, and it doesn't seem like I've been talking to them 5 minutes, and I look down at. I look down and it's usually an hour. I'm like, what happened here, you know?
We got lots of good stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Before we... before we wrap, I know you mentioned Jimmyville will be out later this year, and I wanted to tell you that I'll absolutely I'll play that on my radio show anytime.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
It means a lot to me to have support from you guys.
Absolutely. And person fans, I find you online if they want to follow you.
Yes, if you search Jenny Tolman, Jenny with a Y, and Tolman with one L, you'll find me on any of those social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, any of them. my website is jennytolman.com.
Awesome. And I think I follow you on pretty much everything, just putting it out there. I follow you on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Sweet. You're my favorite.
Me too. me too. I match with poker, straight flush with your social media.
Yep. I thank you so much for doing this. This has been just one of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This has really been great for me, too. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes.
Absolutely. And
I knew it would be great, and it still exceeded my expectations, Jenny. You are so down to earth, likable, and caring, and dedicated, and interactive with fans. There's no way you're not going to be a superstar. You already are in my book.
Well,
I agree.
Thank you.
Totally.
Thank you so much.
I hope I'm not overstepping here, but just from the past hour or so that we've been talking on the show and from our previous social media conversations, I do consider you a dear friend.
Well, thank you. I consider you a great friend as well.
Me too,
awesome.
Jenny.
So,
definitely am looking forward to your event every Sunday morning and interacting with it. So I will never have anything to complain about in terms of interacting with you and your music.
Exactly.
I'm going to try and
keep
it that way.
Like I said earlier, if there's ever anything we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And
I'm bowing down to you in spirit, Jenny.
Thank you.
So I think I'll let you go and let you get back to your evening, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'd love to come back on.
Absolutely. Especially when a Geneva comes out, I'll be in touch with you.
Sweet.
Awesome.
I'll
talk to you later,
Jenny. Evening. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful evening.
Talk to you later.
Thank you again.
Bye.
All right, bye. That girl is just so sweet.
Wow. I agree with you that is one of the best interviews that I've had with you.
That is one of the best interviews I believe I've done in a long time. In the next 5 minutes or so, what have we got coming up next week?
Okay, next Tuesday we have super singer songwriter Carrie Cunningham, and then a week from today, a special treat from Music City, the lovely Sarah Ellen Thomas.
Yes,
and on a separate note, I wanted to say what just happened in the next 10, 15 minutes. Jessica Mack, who we had the privilege of interviewing in a few weeks ago, and we talked about song suffragette with her a little bit. Do you recall that, Cody? Well, the reason why I brought both of them up is because on Monday, April 30th, she will be performing in her first song suffragette show.
I did not know this. That is cool.
This was announced. I confirmed it during the interview. Jessica just signed to do this today.
That is awesome. I'll definitely have to tweet her congratulations. So
she's really excited about it,
know.
And I almost considered wanting to go to Nashville to see this show live.
I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here because we've only got 5 minutes before Blow Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off.
All right. Have a wonderful few days, and I will speak to you next Tuesday.
All right, but I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jeannie Tolman. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Carrie Cunningham joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Ace of the Murph. Thank you and goodbye.